This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Thursday, January the 2th, 2020. All that stuff is like the. I remember when I was a kid, Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls. Victoria back on Monday. So there was a phenomenon during the rock era. It was called 2020 News. Those people who've been around. The rock stations, instead of having news at the top of the hour, because the FCC used to require that all radio stations have news. Don't require it anymore. They don't even require the news to be news.
I was going to say, imagine those days.
Yeah, right, yeah, the good old days. Anyway, I remember there's a guy when I was going to school in Ohio. We used to listen to CKLW up in Detroit. Well, it was actually licensed at Windsor in Canada. And the announcer's name was Don Patrick. And he used to say he gargled with razor blades and smoked cool cigarettes to have a voice. I'm Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. It's 2020 News, 20 after the hour, 20 before the hour when they put the news on. And then, you know, the show on, what is it, 2020, the Dateline,
this
all of that.
This is 2020. Yes, Barbara Walters.
This, Barbara Wawa, and 2020 News. All right, so anyway, there's some good health news as we start the new year. Apparently people are being a little smarter, or what sort of news have
you found?
Well,
this is a double health story. We'll talk about the new rules on vapes and the FDA, what they're planning on banning. The administration is supposed to make an announcement later in the week, which we'll talk about. But first, Dougie, you know I always try to find a story that'll make you smile. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Children who drank whole milk had a lower risk of being overweight or obese as adults than kids who drank the other stuff. How about that?
Yep. There's no, especially if it's called milk and it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it isn't milk.
Ooh.
But that 2% milk and 1%, that's just white water.
Well, this is a study out of Canada that said children who drank whole milk had 40% lower odds of being overweight or obese compared with children who consumed reduced-fat milk. It was a study that was just published in, I know you are an everyday subscriber to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, right?
Yes, I read that every day and twice on Sunday.
It analyzed 28 studies from 7 different countries that explored the relationship between children drinking cow's milk and the risk of being overweight or obese. None of the studies, which involved 21,000 children between the ages of 1 and 18 showed that kids who drank reduced-fat milk had a lower risk of being overweight. So this is pretty big news since it came from multiple countries, lots of kids. This isn't one of those studies where you see like 4 people were sampled in Toledo.
Right,
it's like a pretty worldwide study about the impact of milk on
Toledo.
The body. And no, I love Toledo. Holy Toledo.
Holy cow.
Part 2 of our little news segment on health, and especially with kids, the Trump administration is expected to announce this week that it will ban mint, fruit, and dessert-flavored e-cigarette cartridges that are popular with teenagers. They'll allow menthol and tobacco to continue. Those are flavors that will still be available on the market, according to the New York Times. Now, the Wall Street Journal says that the action is seen as a compromise between the Trump administration, who wants to address the rise in teen vaping, and those concerned about the impact on small businesses. And, of course, there's possible political fallout in an election year for the president. So this is sort of the compromise between the two. President Trump was at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve, and he said, "We have to protect our families. At the same time, it's a big industry. We want to protect the industry, too. It's become a very big industry. We're going to take care of it as well." So there you have it. Probably an announcement coming, if not today, by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Where is the embassy? There's an American embassy under siege. I kind of heard that out of the corner of my ear.
Yeah, it's a big story. In Iraq.
In Iraq. That's right, too. All right. I was trying to remember whether it was Iraq or why. Now, this is yet another mess that we've gotten ourselves into. And I'm not sure what it was. I've kind of turned all of this stuff off over the last 3 or 4 days, although I did see something about this. We helped the Iraqis, at least that's what we tell ourselves, in getting rid of Saddam Hussein, changing their country, but we blew it to smithereens and been trying to rebuild it ever since. So what's the offense? Why are they after us? Why are they...
Well, they're saying that these people who kind of stormed the embassy and messed things up, they set fires and all of that.
Yeah.
Now we as a country are stepping up our military presence in the Middle East. So after sending those troops home from Afghanistan and that being the plan, now there's about 3,000 troops that are on their way, if not already deployed to Iraq.
Well, the Iranians create, the theory is the Iranians created unrest in Iraq.
And that was kind of the snub in the nose to President Trump. And so now this is going to heat up the conflict that's already got a lot of gasoline on it between Iran and the United States. Iran, they say, flexed its muscles, and they showed that they have influence over Iraq. That all began when, of course, the U.S. blamed Iranian-backed Shiite militia for killing an American contractor in a missile attack last month. You remember that? It was a pretty big story.
Yeah.
The U.S. Retaliated with airstrikes, by the way, in those bases, and so now this is the latest escalation from Iran.
If you go back in the history of this region, once again, the British, the Europeans drew lines in the sand, literally. Iraq and Iran were the same country. We're all part of the same country back historically, and then they were divvied up, and there were various reasons for that. But the same old story, same as they did in Africa, when they split up the tribes, that caused all these wars. The tribes had their own tribal boundaries, and the Europeans, especially the Brits and the Dutch, went in and they just carved these arbitrary boundaries. Okay, this is a country, it's called this, and this is another country, it's called that. And that's where the wars started. And the same thing happened in the Middle East. Do we not learn from our mistakes? Although we haven't done this lately, we collectively, the West, but we certainly made a mess out of the Middle East, and the fighting still continues. The Shiites and the Shias and the Kurds, they had their own place in the sand, and they left each other alone. And these arbitrary lines come in, arbitrary countries are set up with puppet rulers that at that time all reported back up to the European zealots that were in charge of trying to take the areas over. And so here's what we got. And just a complete GD mess. California in the news. We're talking about new laws, Jen. There's a new law that will allow people with felony convictions to serve on juries. Wasn't there a new law that allows people convicted of felonies to vote too? Wasn't that going into effect? Seems to me.
Yeah, there was a couple of different reform bills that were passed. So now convicted felons after a certain amount of time can serve a jury in California. I think you have to actually have your voting rights restored though before you're able to do that. If I know deep down in the law, I think that's what it requires. There are a lot of people who can apply to get their rights back to vote after a felony conviction after they've served their sentence. But clearly people are suffering in California juries because no one's showing up. Everybody's throwing out their summons. So California is looking to continually increase their juror pool, and this is the latest way for them to do it.
There's a senator in California named Nancy Skinner.
Yeah, in San Francisco. And it makes me laugh every time I think of it.
Oh,
yeah?
My God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
For those that you don't know, that's a former lady in Doug's life, but not this particular
brand. She was a co-host for a couple of years. Yeah, they did. And she ran against Barack Obama for the Senate in Illinois after she left this program. And she's in Michigan now. I don't know what she's doing. At any rate, the half of the states in our country banned felons from serving on a jury for the rest of their lives, whether that's a good idea or not. I guess California, they think it's not a good idea. Coming up in a moment, the clever way a sheriff's office helped track down and rescue a woman who went missing. That story coming up 16 after the hour here on the DJV program with something that is guaranteed. There are not a lot of guarantees in life, at least guarantees that you really believe or trust. Trust me on this one, the guarantee that goes with all the products from MyPillow at MyPillow.com, those guarantees are good, rock solid. You've helped to build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. The inventor and the CEO, Mike Lindell, is helping a lot of people and did over the Christmas season and continues to give deep discounts to DJV listeners. Use the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com to buy your new pillows and sheets, pillowcases, now towels, all that stuff from 30 to 66% off using the DJV code. When you go to the MyPillow.com website, click on the radio listener specials. This page is on top of pages of things that are available now. All kinds of pillows and beds for your dog. You got to look through this, but if you have a need or you think you have a need, like even towels. Who doesn't need good absorbing towels? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special tab and get all the discounts that you're entitled to using the DJV code. Get these amazing towels, for example. Enter the promo code DJV. You want towels that actually dry you? Enter the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's dig into this a little bit. This may surprise you. It certainly surprised me the first time I saw. Who would have thunk it? The story from Florida about how the sheriff's office tracked down a woman and then actually rescued her. She was missing. She was hiking, and she got lost. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office with the news. This was at night, and apparently what they did, they sent out an aviation unit, located the hiker who'd called 911. She became lost at a nature park. She was using her iPhone flashlight, and that's how they found her. If you see the video of in the woods, taken from the helicopter, it's pretty amazing. She said she was lost in the park. She'd been out on her trail for a couple of hours and got lost, couldn't find her way out of the woods. And so the helicopter had night vision as it was searching for her, and they saw her lighted cell phone. So, the one thing about that is that you got to keep them charged. One of the most frustrating things that I experience, I think all of us do, when we're out using the lights, and, I use them if I lose something. The other day I lost the keys to the car. They were underneath the car, and I couldn't find them. So I went to the light on my iPhone. I just got to keep it charged up. So congratulations. Good luck. I think she had good luck. And so there's something to keep in mind when you're out. If you go out on a walk like that, bring your iPhone. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I put on my Casey Kasem hat here. A lot of people have said to me over the years that my voice sounded like Casey Kasem. I don't know that my delivery does. But at any rate, on the DJV show, coming up, a father and daughter pair share the spotlight in the top five from our list of songs from this week in 1967. How's that for a tease, Tara? Pretty good, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
They're not singing together, though. All right, well, we start with number five from this week in 1967. Every week at this time on Throwback Thursday, we take five songs from the pop charts for a particular year. And so we're enjoying 1967's Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay is the lead singer. The song is called Good Thing, number five. Guys from Boston. His real name was Ralph something or other, if I remember correctly. But his shtick was to dress like Paul Revere. And so when he was on stage, he dressed with a hat and the whole outfit like Paul Revere did. Yes, that Paul Revere who rode through Boston to warn that the British were coming. That's what he looked like on stage. That act lasted 5 or 6 years, too. He had half a dozen hits like this one. All right, so that's number five. Now we'll start with the father first at 25 past the hour and our Throwback Thursday. It's Frank.
That's what all the people say.
Number four.
You're riding high in April, shot down, in May. But I know I'm going to change that tune. When I'm back on top,
back on top in June.
I said that's life.
This may have been the most popular song in terms of sales charting that he ever did. Mid-career, I guess, for him. 1967, That's Life, signature song for Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes. His daughter had the number three position this week in 1967, Nancy Sinatra. Went down to Sugartown.
I lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, cause I'm in Sugartown.
Who remembers this song? This is, she had...
I never had a...
I don't know whether it was because of her name or she actually had some talent. She did three or four songs and they all did very well. I think she got an entree. But her brother, Frank Sinatra Jr., had the same opportunity and he never did that much with it. His claim to fame was being kidnapped, as I recall. But Nancy, These Boots Are Made for Walking and songs like that. She had a song with Lee Hazelwood that was a big hit. This song eventually became number one, as did her father's That's Life. So this week, though, number three, Sugartown with Nancy Sinatra. Aaron Neville made his debut on the charts this week in 1967 for the first time with a song called Tell It. Tell It Like It Is. Number two this week.
Girl, you know how we feel. Tell it like it is.
I don't think, Carrie, you'd like
this
song.
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, I like it. I like the Nancy Sinatra one, too.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah, you don't like Frank?
Yes, I like the Frank song, but I didn't know the Nancy Sinatra one. I know some of her other songs, but I didn't know Sugartown.
Well, there you go. See, aren't you glad you're listening? Aren't you glad you're associated with this fabulous program? Wow. Life-changing, isn't it? All right, so was number one for 7 weeks in a row. One of my favorite Monkey songs, get the goosebumps as I listen to I'm a Believer, number one this week in 1967. Crank this puppy up, Carol, will you? If I tried, nope, can't do that. Monkeys, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian-backed militia groups have withdrawn from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after 2 days of protests and clashes with American security forces at the compound. Iraqi security forces were in touch with the militias, but did little to rein them in. The U.S. has now sent hundreds of additional troops to the Middle East, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has postponed a trip to Ukraine amid the continued high tensions. Military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons, says the militia's invasion sent a message to the U.S.
The signal sent is the Iranians have tremendous influence over the militia groups inside of Iraq. They can be deployed at any time and create this kind of chaos without any real pressure from the Iraqi government to prevent it from happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thursday, January 2nd, on the air, the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here with me. We were just talking about Lindsay Lohan, who has yet another comeback plan. How many of these has she had? I always get Lindsay Lohan confused with Shannon Doherty. Isn't that the other one? What's the other one's name that's kind of like a bad girl?
Yeah, but they're very different generations.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they're the same age.
No. Lindsay Lohan's probably 20, 25 years younger.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's only Shannon Doherty.
She was in 90210 or something, wasn't she? I remember her from that.
Yeah, but 90210, let's see, Shannon Doherty is 48, and maybe it's only like 15, but yeah, Lindsay Lohan is quite a bit younger than her.
All right, so what is she? She's been living in Greece for a while. Now she says she's going to come back to revive her career on multiple fronts. She's a singer, right? Is she an actress? What else does she do?
She's mostly an actress. She's done some singing. But, yeah, I mean, she had the Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, which was, like, this club that she owns. And that was on, I think, at the beginning of 2019, but it only was on for maybe 2 months, and that was her trying to come back with her career. Look, if she's able to be successful, then I would love that. She was a great actress when she was on a bunch of different shows and movies, and then she kind of just went downhill with a bunch of, like, drinking and drug problems. So, I cross my fingers and hope that everyone is able to get past that. But I don't know. Everything I've seen from her lately seems to be kind of crazy, and I don't know. I can't really imagine her being successful again. I think at this point, because she kind of went off the rails.
Her rod, as it were.
I mean, people really liked her, and then I think people just kind of now think of her as a joke, so I don't really know if she'll be able to make it back, but who knows?
Mercy. Here's a study, speaking of drugs, U.S. automotive plant closings now associated with higher opioid overdose in terms of mortality rates. The study that came from the Journal of the American Medical Association recounts research done in 112 counties, where these are mostly in the Midwest and in the South, counties where there are big auto manufacturing plants. They found the rate of opioid-related deaths among working-age adults were 85% higher in the counties where factories had been closed over the previous 5 years. The spikes in deaths after the closings were reportedly highest among white men. The author of the study said it showed how the erosion of economic opportunity may have substantial negative impacts on one's health. I don't know that we need a study to figure that one out. This guy says the study, quote, tells us that economic and social forces may have played an important role in certain local areas, in addition to the increasingly available use of illicit and synthetic opioids. Ford investing $250,000 in opioid treatment research as part of a new labor contract this past year. The 400,000 people who have died from opioid overdoses underscore, this is in the last 15, 20 years, underscores the fallacy or the lack of wisdom, the lack of follow-through, or just the plain damned influence of the big drug companies on the FDA. And here we have an alternative to it in the form of CBD oil, things that can, that are not addictive, that are passive and not active when it comes to how it impacts your body, and yet we can't get that. We've got the government slowing down and stopping, in some cases, the use of CBD oil and other things that come from hemp that help people. And so it's just, it isn't even ridiculous. It is so obvious what's going on in this country in terms of these sorts of things. And yet, where is the rise of, I think it's beginning to happen. I can see it happening in my world where people are just pissed off that they can, it's so hard now in some states to get CBD oil. They can't put it in food. You can't use it. It's not to be prescribed. It's not a drug. It's a way of dealing with the pain, frankly. And so many other things that come from it as well that are good. Ay, ay, ay. Not so good. Ecologists at the University of Sydney estimating this week that 480 million, I said million, 480 million animals are dying or have died in all those fires. Have you seen the video? A lot of American news outlets that aren't really news outlets aren't even covering this. The fires that have swept over Australia in the last couple of months, a third of the koala population is dead. And this is, you know, I saw a picture of a kangaroo or maybe a koala that was actually hugging a person like, you know, like two people would hug each other, because these are very smart animals. This koala was saved and recognized the fact that the person who saved him was his friend. So there's a hug. I don't know if you saw the picture or not, but it really was heartwarming. But the other side of it is all these animals are getting killed because of the fires. Wow. Again, I think the story's been downplayed or hasn't been played up well or hasn't been covered well in American media. The Pope apologizing for hitting the hand of a well-wisher who grabbed him. Did you see this? St. Peter's Square on New Year's Day. He confessed to losing his patience with this woman who kept tugging at him as he was strolling through the square. He was looking at the Vatican nativity scene and doing his New Year's blessing, and cameras captured the scene when this woman from behind a barrier reached out and grabbed his hand and kept pulling him away. She was actually pretty violent, if you looked at the video. Francis reacting, saying something, sort of slapped her hand so that she'd go away. And he was angry. You could tell by his frown. He walked away. He did say the next day, so many times we lose patience, me included. I say, excuse me, please, for the bad example I gave in that incident. Well, you know what? People need to get a life. They need to. You need to take a cue from Alan Alda. I thought this was very interesting. Remember, he's been around since the days of MASH, now 83 years old, won Emmys, won Golden Globes, won Tonys as an actor, a director, a screenwriter. Was asked recently what wisdom he'd impart for his 60-year career. He said, when he was asked, what does he wish he'd known two or three decades ago? He said, quote, last spring I was in Scotland where they were giving me an honorary degree at a university. They told me that I would have 3 minutes to speak. 3 minutes isn't very long. When I got up to speak, I said, I only have 3 minutes, so I thought I'd give the secret to life. It's three words, adapt, adjust, and revise. That's the advice I give myself and the advice that I followed myself. I adjusted my life as I got older. We have to respond to changes that make life difficult. We have to keep revising the way we think about these things. If you can't be agile physically, hopefully you can be agile in your thinking. Boy, that certainly is wisdom. And certainly words to live by as well as we get started in the new year. I'm going to talk about betting, what the games are this weekend. We get closer to the end of the football season. What other things could be attractive? We'll have that info from Adam Burns in a matter of moments. Right now, for the new year, not looking back, there's no retrospective here, even though I did tell you in November to get on the weight loss bandwagon. You can't turn on television without seeing an ad for a drug. Well, hard to turn the TV on now without seeing an ad with Oprah plugging Weight Watchers and all the things that are going on there. And, you know, it's a program that works. But does it keep the weight off? That's the question that you need to ask of any weight loss program, exercise, whatever it is that you're going to do. Does it keep the weight off? Yep, you can lose weight, but can you keep it off? And that question is no for most of the products that are around today. Not so with Calitrin. Calitrin, now giving away 3 months. You buy the first 3 months at the regular price using the DJV code at Calitrin.com, and you get the second 3 months free. It's quite a motivation for you to decrease your weight and to keep it off. It'll give you a better digestion, too. It's some kind of wonderful, I'll tell you that. Calitrin. There's no drugs, there's nothing negative, nothing bad, it's all natural. No side effects. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a 6 month supply. They only pay for 3 months, plus free shipping. Calitrin.com. Lose that weight.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, from my perch here, it looks to me like if you're a veteran, this has become sort of a national pastime since it's been legalized. You go to betonline.ag. It certainly is one of the top online sports books. I always wondered, Adam Burns, who is from, he's actually the sports book manager at betonline.ag, where the term sports book came from. Is it because you're booking a bet? Is that kind of where the term came from?
Yeah, I guess it just comes from, you know, the old time, you know, going to meet my bookie at the corner of the street and put some money down. So yeah. I guess it kind of came from there. And, you know, we were lucky enough to get a good name at Bet Online. So yeah. It's pretty straightforward, right? You want to bet online and then here you go.
Right.
Here you go.
Go to betonline.ag. I went to a movie. I don't know if you've seen this movie, Uncut Gems, with Adam Sandler. It's a lot of the folk. It's a horrible movie. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But one of the lines in it, one of the subsets of the story, is Sandler's betting habit, and he places bets with Mike Francesa, who plays the bet. Do you know who Mike Francesa is?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's a big time sports radio host in New York City. And he's been showing up a lot in movies, but I was sort of interested because you and I have been talking a lot in the last few months, and I was never much into this before, but because of our conversations, I've sort of paid more attention to betting. And I remember, actually, you'll get a kick out of this. My grandfather ran a barber shop in the middle of nowhere in southern Illinois back in the late 40s, 50s, 60s, and he would take book. Until I never really understood what he was doing, because I'd go visit him when I was out there and visit him in his barbershop, and I didn't understand what was going on. I don't know that I even understand today. I get what you tell us from the betonline.ag perspective, but how did those, just spend a second and go back in history, Adam, as to how all of that stuff worked. When they took the bet, what did they do with the money?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of movies and films and shows about this. I don't know if you've ever watched Peaky Blinders back in England and, you know, from the 40s and 50s and how they would fix horse races and do all this sort of thing. And, I mean, it goes back a long ways and, you know, sports and horse racing obviously kind of, started all this. And then obviously it led to casinos and poker and all that. And I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And, you know, my grandfather too. I mean, I remember as a kid, he used to own a tobacco farm and he would have all his farmers over and they would play poker and I would like serve them beers and they'd give me a quarter tip for a beer, you know, and I was happy, you know, a happy kid. And, I learned how to play poker and to gamble and, it kind of led, I guess, where I am.
Really? Wow. Isn't that interesting? So, the world of sports betting certainly has expanded. What do you have as sport predictions for people to bet on in 2020? Everybody else is doing predictions, so you might as well as well. Give us a minute or so on what you think is going to be the trend at betonline.ag and in sports betting in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously this week it's NFL playoffs are starting on Saturday, so this is the kind of the big thing for the next couple weeks until Super Bowl. Right now, I mean, the Ravens are the favorite, but I don't really like the Ravens. I like the Packers. Actually, I bet them at the beginning of the year at 33-1, so I'm kind of a biased Packers fan. So I'm hoping they're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, but the Ravens are been looking good and been surprising a lot of people.
So are the Patriots out of it? You're not betting on the Patriots. You don't think everybody should bet on the Patriots.
It's a weird, weird line. Patriots are only 5-point favorites at home. We're taking more money on the Patriots, but this is a weird game to me. I don't know. It seems too good to be true. So we're at the book at betonline.ag. We're going to need the Titans to cover the spread at least. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that game. But you know what? The Patriots, you never know. I mean, you still got Brady. You got Belichick. They have a good defense this year. I mean, you can never count them out.
But they don't have the Gronk, Adam. They don't have Gronkowski.
Don't.
Come on.
But they still won 12 games this year. So, I mean.
They did.
You know what? It's,
never count them out.
It'll be interesting to see that game. And I think everyone's looking forward to that one tomorrow.
All right. Adam Burns from betonline.ag.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How we get started here with Chuck Curry. We enter the new year with a hooray for Hollywood. And don't the award shows start next weekend, don't they? This weekend with the Golden Globes? Not the beginning.
I think it's this Sunday, Golden Globes.
It's this Sunday? Okay.
I believe so. With Ricky Gervais returning once again to host. And you know the room's not going to like that one, but I guess NBC, I guess the network... Once the ratings know, he'll stir up a hornet's nest of publicity. So they went with him.
Yeah, I would like to see the
show. Like him that much, yeah.
He is a jerk. All right, so now...
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you, and you as well. Did you see any good movies in the last couple of days?
I did not, but I tell you what I did on Monday night. I invited a bunch of my employees and their family, and I did a private screening of The Poseidon Adventure. At the theater I'm involved in. So I introduced about 35, 40 more people to the greatest movie of all time and had a lot of fun. I bought everybody pizza and it was a good time.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of experiences I'll share with you. You have seen The Irishman. I saw it. It's playing in theaters here in Los Angeles, so I did go see it.
Here's the difference. I saw it on Netflix. You saw it. Tell me your experience in the theater watching that, especially at its length of 3.5 hours long.
I didn't think it didn't feel like 3 hours to me.
Okay.
It really didn't.
All right.
The movie went along, told a great story. I'm not a big fan of violence, and normally I stay away from Scorsese movies. But I did. I wanted to see De Niro because of what I've heard about how he plays this role. And it really is his company, Tribeca. You know, some of these big stars like
Clint Eastwood has his own production company called Malpasso, produces all of his movies under that name, and likewise De Niro puts all his movies under the heading or under the label Tribeca. So he's in it, Pacino's, it's all the old gang. It's De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, what's his face?
Harvey Keitel is in it also.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the only person that wasn't in it was Lorraine Bracco, as far as I could see, of that bunch. And it's a story, it's a violent story. It's somewhat uncomfortable, but you know, it's interesting in the theory of what happened to JFK or what happened to Jimmy Hoffa, how this sort of wraps it up. I will tell you what did bother me was the ending. The ending of it, which in the beginning and the ending, it sort of trails through the movie. He's telling the story of his life.
He bookends it.
Yeah, it just, the end with him in the mausoleum was very sobering, I thought.
Well, it's reflective. It's reflective. You know, the one point that Martin Scorsese makes great gangster films, great mafia films, but the one point he always nails in these movies is the reflectiveness of what a waste of a life it is. And he's never shied away from that. And in the last half hour of this movie, I would argue could have been condensed to maybe 5 or 6 minutes if he wanted to. Having said that, I think Scorsese knew this was a Netflix movie when he made it, and I think he elongated the production. The running time, like I said, is 3.5 hours long. I just want to ask you one question about the Jimmy Hoffa character. He really is an interesting piece of work in terms of his mindset. He's sort of a, let's be honest, a little bit, the way he portrayed in this film, a pretty annoying character.
No, he was like that in life. Listen, remember, I'm older than most of you, and I remember the Jimmy Hoffa years. The Jimmy Hoffa was not very bright. He was a thug. He wanted always to have his own way, and that's what was his undoing, as the movie explains. And Pacino plays it to the hilt. Pacino, these guys got to all be up for Academy Awards in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it'll be a major player. Come on. Major. What else did you see?
I saw Uncut Gems, perhaps the worst, worst, worst movie I have ever experienced. And why in the name of heaven?
Why? Tell me.
Adam Sandler, this is no role for him. This is no role for anybody. This movie is so negative, is so awful, is so, I got to the point where I was going to leave. Now, maybe this is the, you know, this says something. Three or four times during the movie, I wanted to get up and leave. And then something
let me ask you a question. I read an article on this yesterday. The critics really dig this film, but the public does not like it. Now, tell me why you dislike it so much.
Because it is vain, it's vulgar, it's so negative. The character is such an awful character. Awful. Just awful. I'm amazed that Adam Sandler would do this, frankly. So there you go, Chucker. You'll tell me what you think after you see it. 59 Pack.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.